I'll do the intro in a minute. Hey, Nolan Fleming at Nolan UKY 2700X, Wyatt Huff, Wildcat underscore Wave. Anyway, yeah, what were you saying about the, like, LaRavia? Like, yeah, he came out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I was like, I'll bet a lot. And then all of a sudden I would see his stuff and, like, yeah.
I think NBA, by the way. I think, like, we talked about the East just now. Like, who do you think? I think there's three teams, maybe four in the East.
Oh, okay. You cut out for a second. I was like, oh, no.
You got me now.
But you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
But, like, I'm going to go put Cleveland in there. Mm-hmm. New York.
The Bull. You got to have the Bulls in there, I think. Yeah.
I think that's your three.
Yeah, it is.
And then maybe Milwaukee, but I don't believe in Milwaukee, do you?
No. I'd rather take the Bulls, honestly.
I think Chicago might be dangerous this year. By the way, yeah, Billy Donovan could have been our head coach, like, 2 years ago. That's crazy.
You remember that when they were still, you know, he was coaching a playoff spot. And
yeah, we all thought we were going to wait a week, and then that night Mark Pope got announced.
We got to wait.
And then Mark Pope was head coach. Anyway.
Yeah.
People, hey, let me say, like, can you believe the amount of people on Twitter and on social media thinking that he should be fired last night?
It's stupid. Out of one game, I think a lot of it has to do with the rivalry.
Because
if that was
– yep.
Where was that after the Ohio State game last year? That was
– I mean, I was more pissed after that game because I actually thought that's the biggest failure of his coaching career so far.
I wasn't mad at it about that they lost.
I think he just handled the whole trip and everything. I think the way it was handled by him was a disaster. That's things that losing programs do. We're gonna go watch people dance and sing. Like, if I did that, I'd get fired. But you know, I'm not too worried about that loss last night. How about in the West in the NBA though? Who in the West is it? Literally just Oklahoma City and everyone else.
No, it's a big drop off. It's a big drop off.
I think it is too. They've only got one loss all year. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to beat.
Rockets are kind of on a hot streak here. We're killing the Wizards right now by like 20.
Yeah, but like I could beat the Wizards on my own. The
Wizards suck.
I don't believe in, like, first of all, can I say this real quick? If you think college basketball fans are annoying, like Louisville fans, you have not heard an NBA nerd talk.
It's wild.
You've not heard an NBA nerd talk.
Because they keep up with it. It's such a
They do, weird and it's fine. Ice. I'm not talking about like Sam, like people like that. Like, I'm talking like people who will sit there on like NBA, like YouTube or whatever, and try to tell you that Bilal Coulibaly is really, really good and is an elite player.
Yeah. It's also the same people who in class are just watching like random people highlights, game highlights of like a game that doesn't matter.
And the NBA is, by the way, right now the best it's been in my lifetime.
I think it is.
But like, or they're playing solitaire.
I have a friend that shits on it, and I don't really respect it.
I just respect any sitting on NBA crap talk. I think it's the best pro league right now.
Yeah, it is.
Better than the NFL. Hot take.
And it's hard to watch right now, I think.
The NFL?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's stale. I just think it's boring to watch. I don't know
what it is. Like, there's always a period every Sunday where I'm just like, ugh.
I wish there were some college games on. There's always. What I think every time.
Yeah. Well, usually you have, you know, Indiana always plays on Sunday. I don't understand.
Big Ten basketball on Sundays is awesome. Don't even diss it, dude. It's awesome.
No, I'm not dissing it. I'm just like, we need more.
I'm a Kentucky fan first, but I'm still like a college basketball fanatic. You kidding
me? On Sunday.
Yeah, Indiana-Maryland is like the most Sunday Big Ten matchup I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Indiana-Maryland, Indiana and like Rutgers.
No, we need more. We need more
Michigan-Ohio State basketball, kind of dude. I agree.
I think we will, but especially There's always a day, NFL Sunday, where I'm just like,
why are we talking about Chicago when they're now 6-5 and the Pistons are 10-2, by the way?
Oh.
Why are we not even talking about the Pistons?
Oh.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Never mind, Detroit. I'm sorry. I was not familiar with your game.
I didn't realize that.
Detroit might be really good. I mean, they actually might be like awesome.
Because Durant is good. Cade is good.
Cade Cunningham's elite.
Bias Harris.
I'd put Cade in the top 10 right now. Maybe top 6, top 7.
Who else besides those three? Cade and Durant and
Jaden Ivey. Huh. Ron Holland. He's really good. Ron Holland's really good.
I was about to say, how's he doing?
He's really good.
Haven't heard much of him.
He's quite a good player. And also J.B. Bickerstaff is a really good coach, in my opinion. Yeah, yeah. I think the Cavs messed up there, but Kenny Atkinson's also awesome. So, like,
NBA is, like, the one league if, like, you know the coach's name, that's when you know they're doing good.
Exactly. Like,
because, like, NFL, it's kind of like Mike McDaniel.
Who?
NFL.
Okay, let's name NBA coaches.
Difference.
How many NBA coaches can you name off the top of your head? Let's see. You got, first of all, let's name the obvious ones. You got Mark Daigneault. You got Billy Donovan.
Thibodeau.
Yeah, Tom Thibodeau. No, he's not coaching anymore. He's not coaching. Remember, he's not in New York anymore.
Yeah.
So Mike Brown, since he's in New York.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers.
Eric Spoelstra. Rivers.
Yeah, Doc Rivers is probably my favorite.
Maybe
it's because of those Celtic runs, but yeah.
And Kenny Atkinson. I mean, Joe Mazzulla. Ime Udoka. Why aren't we just – I mean, this is great content. I know we're just naming NBA coaches. I don't know who the name, what the name of the coach in Phoenix is. Oh, Tyronn Lue and J.J. Redick, by the way.
Wow, I forgot Tyronn Lue was.
Who's the interim?
Who's he coaching?
Who?
Tyronn Lue.
The Clippers.
Okay. Oh, he's back
maybe
with the Clippers?
Until he gets arrested for, no, what am I saying? Until he allegedly, his alleged friendships.
Okay. I didn't know he was back with the Clippers.
Yeah, he's still there. And he's. Yeah. Then
that's news to me. Oh,
Jason Kidd.
Who's the one at the Nuggets?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, no, he's not there anymore, obviously. But
no, Mike Malone's that you were talking about.
Yep.
Who is their coach now? What's his? I don't know. I don't know who he is. Honestly, I think I'm it. That's it. I can't name anymore.
There's not one more.
Many. Rick Carlisle.
There we go.
Just because he went, you know,
those are all good
finals
coaches.
Last year. Those are all like great coaches. Who? The next 15, though, I don't know.
But what's weird is who's the Thunder's coach? Because I didn't know him until they won the title. I didn't know him until they won the title.
He's not a very outgoing guy. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's probably part of it.
But like who do you think?
That's really it.
Who are the NBA coaches, though, that like non-NBA fans would know? Like college basketball. Say I'm a casual Kentucky fan. Doc Rivers. I'm going to throw Billy Donovan in there.
Yeah, Billy Donovan, yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else, do you?
That's probably it.
It's not. I mean, there's no Pat Riley's left. Mm-hmm. There's no Phil Jackson's gone. You know, all those guys are kind of. It's kind of over that of that era.
Yeah,
which is fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some of them know Spoelstra. Maybe some of them know him.
That's a good point. That longevity with him is what
he's been there a long time. I mean, he's been there like for 20 years almost, and we forget that he's actually pretty young.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, so what do you think about that loss last night? We talked about Overreaction City. I mean,
we're going to go, like, deep into it.
We can just yap about it and say our feelings and just go, like, we don't have to be, like, all NBA nerd. Like, the 14-14 turnover assist ratio and all that stuff. Like,
I think
everybody
knows that by now.
We all know that by now. Like, let's give some, like, unique perspective on the game instead of things that we heard on the radio this morning. Right? So,
I'll tell you, it started out really frustrating especially all you ball knowers out there leaving shooters like that real early. And they had a couple easy threes to start off the game.
Dude, I can't believe how wide open they were from three the whole game. Can you?
Gosh,
I can't believe how wide open they were from three.
No,
except
and
I totally
fact,
can because let me just
go late
ahead, go ahead,
in the game.
Good.
Late in the game, they were still leaving them. And I know I was stressing, like, help defense, but you can't help too much. They were helping
I actually
much.
Thought it was late in the game. Maybe it was, like, when we were starting to chip away at the lead a lot.
Yeah.
When they started blitzing Mikael Brown up top, I actually thought that was smart. I know it led to a backdoor little thing. That was on whoever the four was at the time. I think it was Diabate was in. I actually thought that was a good idea. That was the best play they made on defense that – just didn't go their way. Here's my question for you. All right, let me ask you something here.
Yeah.
What did Brandon Garrison add to his game on the offseason?
Nothing. it was supposed to be decision making was like his main thing in conditioning.
That clearly didn't work out on the decision making part.
Oh my God. It just pains me because like I was like, we need a good defensive showing from him, and we got nothing.
He was really bad. Marino was good, I thought, or at least. I mean, no one was bad. No, the only person on the team I'm going to say was, like, good, and even he had his moments, was, like, Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And Chandler. Chandler, and, too.
Well, I mean, he was the leading scorer, but still, like, there was still a lot of moments from him, especially those two ugly threes.
Oh, dude, those were two of the nastiest misses ever seen.
It was weird.
I do think he's better than maybe we had anticipated. Yeah. And you kind of undersold him, I think, a little bit.
I think he had no choice because nobody else would step up.
Well,
he
couldn't even get anything
from Oway.
That was his worst game, by
the
way.
That's what worries me, is because, like, he isn't taking over the game like he did last year. He had
– No. Every time
–
is he the first shooting guard we've had since Archie Goodwin when every time they shot a three, he just went, no, 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 no. Because I can't think of one other than Archie. Who was that
guard?
Shooting guard who, when they shot an open three, you were like, uh-oh.
You're probably right.
Probably Archie, who was the last
it
one
was,
like that.
I will say it was Isaiah Briscoe early, but he finally
I'd still put him. He's not quite a shooting guard, though. He was still point guard.
Yeah.
Because we did run. We did run the three guards that year, though, didn't we? His freshman
probably,
year.
You're probably right, though.
Yeah.
It's ugly. It's an ugly shot. And I think part of it is...
I actually think his jumper looks better, though.
Really?
Is that just me? Yeah, he doesn't have the hitch weird. Where he would go like... You know how he'd literally pop his shoulders up and then go like that?
Yeah.
He now literally takes it, winds the ball up like down here, and then I'm going through a shooting formation if you can't see me. He'll wind the ball up down here, then he cocks back and does the form. It's more fluid. I think it just didn't go in, but, like, man, he's got to hit it. I mean, lock him in a gym or something, you know what I mean? Because he hadn't even looked good in shoot-arounds that I've been at shooting the three. So something's wrong with him. I know people – I think people are still, like – I don't like getting in the mode of analyzing a player's mentals. I think that's a bad thing to go down. You don't know the guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a tree-hugging sissy, and I hope still.
I just think part of it was, like – the scouts are really putting in his head, you got to develop a jumper.
Maybe.
And you could tell, like, he's really trying to work on that, and he's kind of getting away from what he does best.
I agree. By the way, I just saw a tweet that was awesome. This is Davo. This is a pretty good point. He said, I get Louisville fans, .. Classic. But, man, these effing Arkansas fans and Tennessee fans are insane. They owe us so much damn money because we stay rent-free in their damn heads. I actually think that summed up my feelings all day today online. I just wanted to point it out. This guy that guy had a great point on that.
Yeah, he did. And
no one's relished more in it. Louisville fans aren't even relishing it any more than that. And Tennessee beat us in the tournament last year. Like, you know, but either way, sorry. Yeah, just thought that was a point.
Hey, why is you're a Thunder fan? Or maybe it's just my TV. Why is the court really foggy?
You know, I think it's just the TV because it's the same way for me.
Okay.
I think it's the camera or something. We don't do anything that should do that.
Huh. Because I was like, it looks like a Kentucky
football
game.
That's a foul. Oh, my gosh.
After the fireworks.
That's an intentional foul.
Yeah. They didn't call. Look, he stopped.
They didn't call that an intentional.
He stopped and was waiting because he knew it should have been a foul.
Yeah, no, that's a Shea thing for you right there. We're going to go the line with him.
It's wild.
Does anyone foul bait more than him?
No.
Ever?
No. Mark Sears.
I love Shea, but it is annoying to watch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can really ruin games.
I get people's gripes because they used to – I know you probably saw it in the finals and all throughout the playoffs.
No, I don't care. I don't care how we won, but still.
All over Twitter, it was just like – dude, Shea is boring.
Yeah, I keep getting people telling me
that. All he does is shoot free throws. I mean, he gets a lot of crap for the way he plays, but it's effective. Right.
I do think last night's game was not the worst coaching job by Pope, though. It was not a good one. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but people are acting like it's the worst coaching job he did in a game. That would be Arkansas last year still to me. Mm-hmm. By a lot, by the way. By a lot. I mean, he got...
This one's up there.
This is number two. This is number two.
But
that Arkansas game last year was pretty bad. Pretty bad job on his part.
I mean, Pope's right. He admitted it. They didn't do a good job with their principles.
No, they
did
not.
And, like, it's easy stuff. The discipline, the effort, I mean, you've got to
But the thing to me is, this is the thing to me on the coaching end of things. You have to play your best players. You have to play the people that are benefiting you in the game. You can't, Mark Pope, there's an argument to me. Mark Pope might be worse than John Calipari ever thought about being with this. He has to play his best players.
Yeah.
Reed and Rob didn't start. Cal still let him roll. He still let him roll for 30 minutes usually. Mark Pope won't do that. Don't twist this as, he wishes that Mark Pope wasn't the coach and John Calipari was. That's the opposite. But, every coach has their weakness, and that's just his to me. Last night, I thought it was in complete – it was in front of everybody how bad he is at that. I don't fault him for not playing Cam Williams. Cam Williams has been awful for four games, and so there was no reason to think that he – if there's a game that you just want to let's just see if we can get this guy's confidence up. It's not at Louisville in front of that crowd. And it turned out that it just so happened. I guess it was. I hope that continues for him.
Yeah.
He should have played Jelavich way more in the second half. I don't know what happened there.
I agree.
That was ridiculous. Jalen Lowe should have been in more as well. And I know he hurt us down the stretch. He made some bad decisions, but he should have.
You know what I'm liking about Pope is like he admits stuff like this, and he did last night. And I just, that makes me feel more comfortable than if,
We're going to be able this team, though, and everyone – we're going to be able this team, though. I keep hearing from the same people, and you know who I'm talking about because you listen, but that they're going to have to play four shooters or else they're going to lose. I actually don't think that's the case. I actually think this is going to be a very game-by-game basis. I think that's why this roster is constructed. They're constructed hypothetically to beat a lot of different versions of teams. That's the whole reason they are this way. It wasn't this way because, they want to amp up the defense and all that. Yeah, to an extent. It's to amp up everything. It's to beat every version. What happened last night was I think the scouting report and or whatever, I think we thought of the wrong way to beat Louisville. I do. Yeah. I do think that's what it is. Against Michigan State, you're probably going to have to play Diabate in a big. Because of the defense and the way that they like to play.
Yeah, he likes to muck it up and it's Izzo.
Exactly. You're going to have to have
his defensive philosophy is one of the best.
But you have to – Mark Pope clearly wants to have a team that can beat every version of teams. Now, there's going to be – when we play Louisville, Alabama, whoever, we're probably going to have to run the shooters. I agree.
I mean, it reminds me a lot of Georgetown. It really does. You have an athletic guard that you can't stay in front of. And then you end up having the help and then leave the shooters.
But I resist the idea that there's – I resist the idea, too, that there's no shooter on this team. Have you watched Colin Chandler? Colin Chandler's a great shooter.
No, Colin Chandler might actually be the best right now.
I'm going to say he is because, my gosh. Yeah. His shot is pure. It's pure. It looks great. I
haven't looked at his percentages, but I think over 50.
It's like 55 right now. They're one of the best on the team. Because he was like 4 of 6 last night. Yeah. Start running more plays, get him open. He's so athletic, you can run some floppy action for him. And whether he gets a three or not, then he's gonna have a lane to the basket, or he's going to be able to run you some offense.
Yeah.
He's a guy that can play off ball, but when he gets the ball in his hands, can still create for you. We're a team full of solid to good shooters outside of Quaintance. And I think Marino can hit one every now and then. We don't necessarily have the great shooter like Kobe Bray. And even Kobe Bray, you could argue, maybe wasn't, but like he was streaky, a really streaky shooter. We don't have the great shooters like him and Jackson Robinson were for us. We have a team full of Colin Chandler and Denzel Aberdeens who are on certain nights are going to be able to knock them down for you. And certain nights you're going to have to find a Cam Williams type or a Trent Noah.
You know what sucks? I said Trent Noah is my MVP because we're going to have to shoot. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to make him, and he didn't even play.
It's true.
Hope said before the game. Now, a lot can change between the shoot around and game time. Like, something might have come up with you irritating them, but he said he was going to play a shoot around.
Right.
And then he, because I noticed because my tweets started blowing up, and they were like, why didn't he play? And I don't know.
I'm just not going to. First of all, you can't lose to Louisville, period. But I'm not reading into this as bad as other people are. There's like, there's so many.
Okay, I think a lot of it,
so much doom and gloom.
Yeah, a lot of it's simple discipline stuff that you can get fixed.
We're going to be fine.
And I was talking to somebody who's a high school coach earlier today about what he saw last night. And he says he believes Pope will get the defense fixed. Like,
I think he will too, yeah.
A lot of it is discipline stuff.
I hope that his scouts are ready because they're going to have a lot of game planning. Because I'm telling you, man, this roster is constructed to beat every type of team. It's not constructed to beat one type of team. Because that's fool's gold. It's constructing it to beat one type of team. You don't win a national title by winning the SEC title. That's not how you win a national title.
Yeah.
You win a national title by having teams that can beat every type of team. That's what Florida did last year. Look at them. They were able to run with people, but they also play Houston in the national championship game, who plays kind of a lot like Michigan State's going to play. Yeah. You know? I mean,
I oddly think that Michigan State matchup is better than what we just saw.
I think it's a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm not worried by that game yet. I still think we'll win, but I mean, I do acknowledge, like, you never really know what to expect.
They're better than I thought. Excellent.
They are.
They beat Arkansas.
That Arkansas game changed my mind on them a little bit because I'm a believer still in Arkansas this year. They got one of the best.
Yeah.
I mean, Darius Acuff is probably like the second best freshman guard, but behind Mikael Brown. Mikael Brown's going to be a top four pick in the draft, which hurts him. He's really good.
Literally, I was watching last night, and I was like, it's Mark Sears all over again, the way he was able to do whatever he wanted.
So let me ask you.
It bothers me, though.
How much, honestly, when Jaden Quaintance is back here in a few weeks, how much of Garrison's playing time is getting cut?
Oh, a lot.
I'm going to say, I'm going to put the prediction out there right now that I think Marino's taking his minutes.
Yeah.
Chunk of them.
And I hope Pope doesn't turn into a guy who's like, you know, he talked so much about the sophomore jump from his returning guys. I hope he's not like sticking to him like Cal would play his favorites. And
I mean, you're going to do that as a coach, but I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I kind of hope that doesn't play into it. But I think he's smart enough to be like, because he's smart. So I think he's smart enough to realize that that you're going to have to play AQ, who's a top 10 projected draft pick, over BG, who's struggling.
Yep. Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. Quinn's going to start, but still, yeah.
That guy is so much. I mean, there's a reason he hasn't played a game draft people are still high on it.
Right. I mean, you know, this is going to be a long season. It's not in a bad way, but it's always going to be a long season.
Honestly, like Friday, I want to play another team like Louisville just to see.
I do too. We got
one. I still have that Mark Sears from last year is still in my mind. And I just want to see us play good against a team like that.
We have to start beating teams in my opinion.
That's the problem, because he brought all these guys in to be able to do that, and they struggled with it.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like
I don't get what was going on there.
Right.
They looked rattled, too. Like, yeah, they looked out of sorts, like, what's going on? Like, a lot of that was going on early, and then that's when Louisville made the run later. I mean,
we're going to have to start beating these types of teams, but we got to start beating everybody. Again, I think it's going to happen. This team is – it was the third game of the year last night.
It's November 12th. So.
Like, we got time. So.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I don't want to be a dead horse too much to death. I thought Jalen Lowe was disappointing last night, but I think people are just conveniently forgetting all the good he did in that possession to get down to four. Or in that little push, he made some bad decisions down the stretch. I mean, that's true, but like, again, third game of the year type of decision down that stretch.
Here's something I really noticed before that run that where they cut it to four, before, like the whole game before that, until whenever that run happened, I kind of shut my mouth about it, but I was like, You know, they seem too reliant on Jalen Wall being in.
Yeah.
And if he's that much of a factor, he can't play the whole game. Like, you're going to have to find ways to, and I'm just glad Aberdeen stepped up late. But, I mean, you could, even when Aberdeen was on the floor, there was a lot of times where it was, like, looked out of sync.
No, I agree. I mean, Aberdeen's still, I think, a really good option for the backup.
Mm.
Also, starters, Lowe, Owe, Chandler, maybe Yelovich.
Yeah.
And Marino.
I'm not sold on Yelovich starting yet, but I mean,
I'm not. I think it's time it might be time to start talking about starting Marino right now.
Yeah.
He's the best five on the team right now. I think it's foolish to act like he's not. He even last night made some huge plays
for us now. We wrote an article on this how BG was one of the most important players in that game last night, like before the game, like. Mm-hmm. That needed to be, and he wasn't.
He was terrible.
I was kind of like, yeah, he's going to need to be scrappy, but I mean, he was non-existent.
Yelovich had 6 points, by the way, in like a 2 minute span, and we just stopped playing him. And they were good points, like really good. I mean, he's going to play him. He's going to have to play him. Diabate's not bad at all. I mean, Diabate is still one of my favorite players on this team, but still. And so, you know, I mean, outside of that, the four, I mean, I don't know what you do with the four. That's my thing. Like, you have all these options. You can play Diabate for the physicality part. And I think you get a little bit of the physicality with Yelovich, too. I don't know if you agree with me or not on that, but you get a little bit of the physicality. And you also get some extra shooting, but he hasn't hit any threes so far during the season. And so I'm wondering what's going on with that. But he's a pretty respectable defender. He rebounds for you. I mean, he can actually – he has more to his game maybe a little bit than Diabate. Mo Diabate cannot shoot threes. He can back his guy down if need be, but that's about it. But, I mean, at the 4-2, I mean, like, I really did like Cam Williams at the 4. I don't know if that's just me, but, like – and, again, I don't blame Pope for not trying it until late because the 4-game stretch that he'd – was just coming off of was horrific. I mean, he was terrible. But maybe now you're going to have to look at him at the four a little bit more because maybe Cam Williams at the four, you know, Cam Williams at the four and like maybe your third string four, but situational four is not a bad idea to me. He's 6'9". You know, we forget about that. He's a tall guy.
I was actually talking with somebody over today and about how Friday is the perfect game to experiment. Like you've got – and Pope can be like, okay, we notice this worked in the Louisville game. You got it. I'd say, hell, why not start him?
There's one lineup that can never play again this year, and it's the starting lineup last night. Yeah. That lineup can't ever come back, can never play again. Mm-hmm. I think it was Aberdeen, Owe, Chandler, Diabate, and Garrison. That lineup can't ever play on the floor again
with
each other. They were horrible. Every time they were in the game, they were horrible. And I can't believe he went back to that lineup going into the second half. I cannot believe he did that. That was really, really stupid.
I don't want to keep piling on BG, but, I mean, do you think putting Mo at the five would help with that?
No, Mo does not. He's too undersized. I'd put Marino at the five way before I thought about that. At the five.
But you say that. It just doesn't – it doesn't seem like a good offensive group.
I mean, do you start? Oh, no one's going to want to hear this. I'm not on board with this, but we're just thinking this is what happens when you're too deep, by the way, with your roster. We might have that problem. Hear me out.
No, I'm on board. After last night, I'm
on board. No, listen, you're going to hate this. Low – Aberdeen, Chandler, Mo, Marino.
It's the offense.
You have Chandler and Aberdeen are your two best shooters.
God, I guess, but...
If you want to play the two bigs so bad, that's what you're going to have to do.
Doesn't sound right.
What I would really want would be, like, low, Owe when he's not doing whatever the heck he's doing right now.
I miss Colby Brea. I didn't expect to say that this early in the season, but, yeah.
I do want Chandler.
Maybe it's because... Trent Noah wasn't back, but I think the combo of him and Chandler, that those two can be our best shooters.
And Aberdeen. They run Aberdeen point and line up there. And you got those three, and then maybe your four at Cam Williams four. I mean, that's a lot of shooting right there. There's just no defense. Yeah. But sometimes you got to have a lineup that can hit shots. You know what I mean? And we needed that last night. So, I don't know what we got. Eastern Illinois. I know nothing about Eastern Illinois. You said you were going to study on them a little bit. I honestly don't care if we don't talk any about them because we're going to beat them by 100.
No, we don't. We don't have to. It was for my journalistic purposes.
That's fair enough. So, let's talk about. But no, like
I mean, if you want to know one thing, their offense is absolutely putrid.
Well, like, there's
one
that.
One of the worst offenses in the country.
Putrid.
Like, I was laughing.
Is that a new word for you? Putrid.
Yeah, it is.
Can you give me the definition of putrid?
Awful. I just hear people say it in terms of the word awful.
Well, there you
it's
go.
A fancy word for awful, I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
I hear people say it, so why not use it?
Got to be right.
But
no.
Yeah, they're bad.
I believe it completely.
The only thing they get from their offense is free throws. Mm-hmm. So let's hope they don't Mark Sears us and getting the line 35 times. So, but it still shouldn't matter. They're terrible.
No, I agree. Like we should.
Notre Dame beat them by 20. We should beat them by 40.
We should beat them by a lot. I think we're going to beat them by a lot too. I think we need a tune-up game. We need a feel-good win to head into Michigan State because now that's a big game. Think about that. You got Michigan State, and then after that we have Gonzaga. Or no, who do we have after that? We go
it's an easy game after Michigan State.
No, not like immediately after, but we go like one hard game a week right now, like in the non-con.
Gonzaga coming up because I got to get ready for that. I might be able to go.
I also might be going to that. I'm not totally sure yet. Thinking about it. No, we don't play. Oh, it's North Carolina. Who's who I was thinking about. You go Eastern Illinois, Michigan State, then they do have a stretch where they go like Loyola, Tennessee Tech, and then they don't play for like a week, and then they play North Carolina. And then they play Gonzaga right after North Carolina. That's when we hit the gauntlet. Then they play NC Central, then Indiana, then St. John's, then Bellarmine, and then SEC play. I mean, that's going to be a gauntlet. If we come out of that with one or two losses, we'll be okay.
What a time. What a time.
Indiana's like good now too, by the way. Indiana's good.
Better than I thought. I thought they were Lamar Wilkerson or bust. Looks like they got some help.
I think we'll beat them, but I mean they're going to be good this year. I think DeVries is going to do a really good job. I'll eat crow on that one. I think he's a good coach. He's their coach for sure.
A lot of people will focus on Lamar, but I mean once Caleb Wilson comes rolling in here, that's going to be electric.
That's the one I got, sir.
I mean
that's going to be the next game that we have. That's going to be a real tell all about who we are. I know it's at home, but I mean, if you can't win that one at home, then I'm going to start being a little worried about you.
Yeah, that's why I give a stage in both of those. But I mean, let's say if you go 1-1 on that, are you kind of what's your feelings? If
we Indiana, Carolina,
yeah,
no, you go in both. They're at home. I don't care. If they're at home, you got to win.
I agree. Because I mean, that
maybe I'm the Lulu, but like if they're at home, you got to win them. They're
like
not good enough to the point where I'm like, we need to be losing. Yeah, North Carolina's good. I'm not going to act like North Carolina's bad. Indiana, you should absolutely beat here. I think they're good, but I don't think they're
good. But
I don't think they're like, oh gosh, I'm scared of playing them at Rupp Arena. Like, you know, we're still. Yeah. So I think we should go 2-0 in that. I think that's 2-0 or bust for me.
And those are two games where
I'm starting to think we're going to come out of here. I think we're going to come out of the non-con with three losses on us, two or three losses. We're not going to win one of the Gonzaga or St. John's game. I think it'll be the St. John's game we drop. I just have a really bad feeling about that one. Weirdly good one about the Indiana or Carolina ones.
Gonzaga.
I'm not worried about that.
Gonzaga's good.
But it's in Nashville. We're going to travel way better than them. We're going to travel way better. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, you know,
they're good, though.
We're going to be okay. This team's going to be fine. I actually think we're going to have a lot more figured out by the time that game rolls around. St. John's will be the game when you run the four shooters.
That's the one. I will say that game's the one I'm most excited about.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It's not only Patino, Pope, but, I mean.
The style. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And if you watch that St. John's and Alabama game, you know what we're talking about.
It was such a good game. One of the best games all year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was a great game, but. All right, I guess we're about wrapping up with some yap. Let's go ahead and let's get some predictions for the week. Get some college football predictions here. We cannot say who we're looking at, by the way.
We should start doing basketball.
Ooh, it is that time of the year.
Yeah.
Let's do basketball and football.
Yeah, because I do feel bad a lot of this a lot of those okay games I don't have as much of analysis on as the top games. It's basketball season. You know how my focus
No, I get you. I get you. All right, let's go. Oh, this will be a good one. Pittsburgh at West Virginia. Who in the world is the coach of West Virginia now? Gosh.
Can't think of his name.
I know Pitt is still Jeff Capel, isn't it?
Yeah.
That I don't. I can't believe he's got a job, by the way, still. I can't believe they still keep him employed. I mean, you are. Pitt is. Oh, it's Ross Hodge.
Okay. I'll take West Virginia. I'll take West Virginia. That
I like Ross Hodge a lot. He's a really good coach in North Texas. Yeah, I'm going to take him. Here's my favorite game, and I cannot wait to watch it. Number two, Purdue at number eight, Alabama.
When is that one?
Tomorrow at 7.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Give me Purdue.
They always put the good games on the night Kentucky plays, and it really makes me mad.
I'm going to take Purdue. I think Purdue plays such a way that hurts Alabama.
I don't know. I'm going to wait. I'm in a show-me mode with Purdue after they have had two really close games.
Don't worry. I have been humbled. I learned we can't take anything away from these exhibitions, apparently.
Well, no, not even that. It's just
I think they're better than we think.
I don't know why they're playing like this. This is not what I
– So you're going to take Alabama?
Yeah.
All right, let's do number 9, Notre Dame at number 20. We're going to move to football, by the way. Those are all that we got for basketball, really. Okay. Not much. Yeah. Number 9, Notre Dame at number 22, Pitt. I'm taking Pitt. I do not like Notre Dame. Notre Dame hadn't played anybody good. They lost to all the good teams they played. They're losing and they're getting knocked out of the playoffs. That's what I think happens now.
I am with you. Every year, whenever they make the playoffs, I'm just like, that they don't deserve to be there.
This game could get out of hand. I mean, number 11, Oklahoma at number 4, Alabama. I could see this being an upset, but I'm going to take Alabama.
Ooh, I got Oklahoma.
Alabama wins. They're going to go 11-1, and they clinch the playoff with a win this weekend. They get some 9. They'll have like probably the best resume in football. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Oh yeah.
Other than Ohio, not Ohio State. They still got a better resume. Number 21, Iowa at number 17, USC. Iowa can score now. I'm going to take Iowa. I believe in Iowa.
I can score now. Yeah. Seems to me. What happened last week?
Only they lost on a last second field goal to Oregon.
Figured I should remember that, but I don't.
It was a great ending. It was a great ending. Huh.
What time was the game?
It was the CBS game.
Oh. Huh.
So the 3:30 or whatever it was. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. Huh. Well, I will take USC.
USC? All right.
Yeah. Why do I not remember that? You would think I would remember that. It came on at that time.
Number 10, Texas at number 5, Georgia. Murder. Georgia's going to kill them. Georgia's going to destroy these people. Arch Manning, this will not be the tape game.
I think this is the game where it's like,
be a disaster. This is going to be the game where they go, oh, crap, yeah, he is terrible. Yeah. Texas wins their end, too. I mean, they've got 2 losses. They can lose and be in still if they won. Sneaky. I think this is a real – people want Sark gone. This has been a great coaching job by him.
I was kind of watching the playoff ranking show before the Kentucky game last night. I was like, Texas.
I know. That's what I thought. But they've got some good wins, man. They've got some good wins. I mean, anyone hating on Steve Sarkisian's stupid. I mean, like, that guy's done an incredible job this year, in my opinion, with that group. Considering what they –
it's kind of handicapped.
Exactly. His quarterback's awful.
Yeah.
His quarterback sucks. They play Texas at Texas. Yeah, they're gonna have to beat Georgia if they want in, because then they play Texas A&M, and I don't think Texas A&M's losing. Speaking of South Carolina at Texas A&M, 50-50 Texas A&M. Texas A&M.
Yeah, South Carolina. What is happening?
They're really bad. I bet Beamer doesn't come back. I bet it's over for him.
I bet so too.
Also, A&M's awesome this year. I think they're my favorite team in the country right now. I would rank them number one.
I've always been a Mike Elko fan.
They're probably quite happy that they hired Elko right now, aren't they?
Yeah. Once they hired Elko, I was like, oh, I can like him a little bit more now that he is not at Duke. Which, even though it's football, I still have a little bit of hate towards him.
No, I feel you. All right, let's just go ahead and end it. Thanks for listening, everyone, to another banter episode. These are fun as hell. I don't know if that's just me, but I love these things. We just get on here and goof off.
Yep.
Yeah, Final Four. Give me your Final Four. Did we do that already? Yeah, we did. We did. Never mind.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't want to – I'll go back and listen to it later. Okay. Yeah, I think we beat Eastern Illinois by 50.
It should be a blowout. I mean, their offense is terrible.
Something's really wrong.
Yes. But,
We'll see you later. Stay sober. Go Big Blue. I'm Nolan Fleming. Got Nolan UKY27. He's Mr. Wildcat Wave himself, Wyatt Huff, at Wildcat _ Wave. Breaking Blue, at Breaking Blue Pod. We'll see you guys later.